Amen. We have a man here that I admire and love and appreciate. Brother Don Walls, Brother Johnny Walls' brother from Chatham, Louisiana. And it was my privilege to be his pastor for 2 years. And while in West Monroe, Louisiana, Brother Wall and I were riding around doing something. I forget what it was, but somehow we lost. Was it your truck we lost? We lost his truck. We'd get so excited talking about the work of the Lord, we'd forget what we were doing sometimes. And we got back to the church, and it was time for him to go home, and his truck wasn't there. And we just decided it had been stolen. And we started calling around, got the police involved and everything. Found out that we had left it at my house instead of the church. And I'd like Brother Wall to come and testify and sing for us tonight. Brother Don Wall.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Johnny's drummer.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
It's a privilege to be here tonight. And what Brother Rutledge was talking about, losing the truck. Have you ever lost your truck?
Yeah.
Now, I can take my keys out and I can lose my keys, but you know, a truck's pretty hard to lose. And this is the funny part about it. When we got back, Brother Rutledge was playing on the piano. And I told him, I said, man, I said, I just bought a whole bunch of chemical, and I believe somebody has, I just can't believe I had $500 or $600 or more in chemicals just alone in the back end of the truck. Somebody's done stole my truck. But I can't believe somebody stole my truck. I just can't believe somebody stole my truck. So he said, well, why don't you call your wife, see if she got it? So I did, and she didn't get it, and I sure didn't know what to say to her. You know, did you get the truck? What do you mean, what did I get the truck? You know. So I had to explain to her. I said, well, I hate to tell you this, somebody got the truck. That made me double trouble.
Yeah.
So anyway, she said, well, call Mama and see if they got it. I said, okay. So I called around everywhere, and I couldn't find that truck nowhere. So I was really upset about it, and Brother Rendell didn't look like it bothered him too much because he was playing on the piano and writing songs and all that like he's accustomed to doing. And I told him, I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to call the state police. So I turned around and called the police. In the meantime, Sister Rutledge came in. And she said, well, what's everybody in the glum about? I said, well, you won't believe it, but I've lost my truck. She said, well, the truck's over there at the house. Well, we all got to laughing about it. And she said, boy, wouldn't it be funny if you got caught for stealing your own truck on the way home? I said, you know what? I better call the state police, tell them I found my truck. Amen. Praise God.